Yeah, that's probably what I should have done, but I wasn't really focused on that. I was just listening, and I honestly didn't feel like talking anyway, so I just kind of listened on my way home. But again, it's a hardly used analog repeater. Like, no one uses it at all. But still, they're operating illegally, so I guess I should have at least told them, like, hey, you guys need a license if you want to talk on the radio or talk on amateur radio. A couple weeks ago, also, there was a net going on a different repeater. A couple other guys that I know are part of the local ham radio club down here in Chandler. I'm not a member, but that's where I took my general and amateur extra license tests. It's with their VE team. So I know some of the guys. Anyway, they were having a net on Wednesday night 2 weeks ago, and some guy tried to check in, and he didn't have a call sign. And the net controller said, hey, you can't be talking on here if you don't have a call sign, because you're considered an illegal operator. Yeah. Definitely down here, I've noticed an increase of that type of stuff, for sure.